You're going to start with a nice slurp of a carbonated beverage into the mic. Frank, welcome back.
Glad to be back.
It's been a bi-weekly thing of having you on your own podcast.
Yeah, well, you know.
Got to keep it interesting.
Yeah. Malcolm is really holding down
the fort. He's a great co-host. Well, welcome back to the CMT, guys. Thank you for joining us. This is the Country Music Tea. We're a country music pop culture podcast. And sometimes country music news is a little slow, but not today. We've actually got some fire stories. So I don't think we should, like, dilly-daddle.
I don't know. Actually, now that you say that, it's like if I had to just
dilly-daddle. Dilly-daddle.
That can't be right.
Frank doesn't want to be dilly-daddling over there, but we should get into it. But any updates that you need to give the viewers?
About myself?
Yeah, not anything cool going on in your life? Any recent doctor's appointments?
Recently, I feel like I've just been in a bad mood for 3 weeks, and I turned the corner last night, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you just had your period for a little bit.
Yeah, things are really looking up. My existential dread is kind of, you know, wearing off a little bit. Yeah.
Well, spring is here, so
yeah,
that's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
I had a treacherous phone call the other day because I answered the phone, which was a mistake. But I didn't know who I thought it was. I can't remember. There was like something going on. I was waiting for delivery or something, and like a 615 number called me. So I'm like, this is it. This is my big break.
It's Kenny Chesney. He's
calling. I really thought like this is it. I'm taking off. And it was my dentist's office letting me know that I'm overdue for my annual cleaning. And I said, you got me. And I caved and I made the appointment. So I've got to go to that next week. So my existential dread is vamping up because I don't mess with a dentist. Like,
why? The dentist is not bad.
Oh, this is a touchy subject.
My dad's
dad's a dentist. I actually really like your dad. I just don't enjoy his practices because I think dentistry is disgusting. I don't trust these people just putting one tool in my mouth and then it goes to someone else's mouth. I don't know if they're actually cleaning it.
It gets cleaned first.
Yeah, they say it does, but.
See, I grew up, the dentist was my dad, so I never had fear of it. And then whenever people talk to me about their fear, I'm like, well, you know.
It's just my dad.
You're just being a little bitch.
Jim. Yeah, I just, like, don't really like it. So they got me on that one. Like, then I couldn't be like, oh, no, I don't need it. Like, obviously, she knows I need it. She's the one that told me I needed it. But
well, yeah.
I don't want to. But then I'm like, novice son, I got to set a good example. Where it's like, soon I have to be taking him to the dentist.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, kind of annoying, but whatever. Anyway, we just got to jump in. We got three big stories. One kind of minor story, but you suggested it, so I didn't want to, like, not let you have a say in your own podcast.
Oh, thanks.
Although we have a hater, Frank.
Really?
Well, you have a hater, actually.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm beloved by the CMT community, but there is one listener who just, she's coming for your job.
Cool, who is it?
I won't name names, but her name, like, rhymes with Fefany, and she's an amazing loyal fan and listener. Really, truly, like, the head of our, you know, community. I don't even know, like, what we should be called yet, but she hates your guts. Like, really hates you. She thinks you don't have any passion for anything, and she doesn't understand why you're here. Serious. Like, I'm not, like, I'm not trying to put you down.
Like,
I'm
just telling you facts. I believe you.
I'm just telling you facts. Yeah, she hates your guts. And, like, I think that if you mysteriously end up dead, it's because she wants your spot.
Great.
And we've got to have her on one day because she has a lot of zest that you maybe don't.
So I lack passion.
Yeah.
I lack what else?
Knowledge. She said you don't do your homework. You never know what we're talking about.
Well, she's not, terribly
wrong
about it,
yeah.
All this stuff.
Yeah. So she's an honest fan. So
yeah, well,
we love
thank
our honest
you for the
fans.
Feedback.
Yeah.
Really so. Appreciate it.
Yeah. But, all right, I think we should dive in. First story is the ACM nominations were announced.
Were they?
Okay, so.
Stephanie is really hitting the nail on the head today.
They were. I think we should just go through them, you know. There were some snubs. There were some surprises. So we can talk about it. Let's just start with the big dog, Entertainer of the Year, Jason Aldean, Kane Brown. Also, literally everybody is nominated. So if you're not nominated for Entertainer of the Year.
Are we going to guess who's going to win and then we'll come back and see
if that's... We got it right. He does add something, Stephanie. Okay, Jason Aldean, Kane Brown, Luke Combs, Miranda Lambert, Chris Stapleton, Carrie Underwood, Morgan Wallen. Who do you think is going
to win? Entertainer of the Year?
Entertainer of the Year.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
No, it's not. I know exactly who's going to win.
Who, Luke Combs?
Durr. Yeah. Because Morgan
Wallen. I mean, Morgan Wallen is close, though.
He can't win.
Yeah.
He can't win.
Everyone's mad at him.
And Luke Combs, it's going to be Luke Combs. Oh, my dog's here. Tony, I'm trying to do my podcast. Go. Okay. Female Artist of the Year. Cousin Ballerini, Miranda Lambert, Ashley McBride, Carly Pierce, and Lainey Wilson. Stat. Are you okay? Just now you're burped. Literally burping on the podcast. Next, you're literally going to throw up.
Let's sick. Hope that it doesn't
Stephanie's
get to
gonna
that point.
Stephanie's going to have to step in.
That's a tough one, actually. I guess I'll just guess and say.
Wait, are we saying who we think will win or who we want to win?
Well, I don't know who's going to win, so I'm going to say who I want to. I want Ashley to win that.
Yeah, so that, well, you know her, so of course.
Well, I mean, I just think she's awesome. Okay. And I think it would be badass for country music for her to win.
Agreed. I think that Kelsea Ballerini's going to win. Because I think that this year was Kelsea Ballerini's year. And it's pretty stacked category. Ooh, but Lainey Wilson, ooh, it kind of was Lainey Wilson's year too.
Yeah, it definitely was. Mm-mm-mm. But, I mean, that would be pretty, that would be a very, pretty steep climb if she wins.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to take my dog out of here because she clearly is passionate about who's winning Female Artist of the Year. The dogs are gone. Except Frank. That bitch is still here. Okay, Female Artist of the Year, you think Ashley, I think Kelsea. It's just difference of opinions. You
yeah,
know.
Well.
Male Artist of the Year, Kane Brown, Luke Combs, Jordan Davis, Chris Stapleton, Morgan Wallen.
Chris Stapleton.
Why?
Because he wins everything he's nominated.
True. I don't.
Except for Entertainer of the Year.
Yeah. I think Kane Brown
could.
Because
he can't sell out a stadium like
he could scoop
Luke
this
Crumbs.
Up.
Kane Brown?
Yeah. It's been a big year for Kane Brown.
Yeah, I guess so.
I know so, but Duo of the Year, which there's not many duos in country music anymore. So Brooks and Dunn, Brothers Osborne, Dan and Shay, Maddie and Tay, The War and Treaty. Do you know The War and Treaty? Because they're actually really good.
No, I don't.
They're new. They're probably not new, but they're new to the ACM circuit.
I think Brothers Osborne are going
to
win.
I do too. I don't know why Brooks and Dunn is on there. I'm not trying to be rude. I just don't know if they've like released anything since, you know, 9/11 happened. I'm not sure. Group of the Year, Lady A, Little Big Town, Midland, Old Dominion, Zac Brown Band.
Old Dominion.
Okay. I really don't know because I guess okay, sure. I'll just go with you on that one. I'm too tired like to argue. New Female Artist of the Year, Priscilla Black, Meg Maroney, your cousin, Caitlin Smith, no. Morgan Wade, Haley Witters.
You know, I'm stoked that that category has so many good artists in it.
And like actually new artists, because sometimes they're like New Female Artist of the Year. Loretta Lynn. You're like, what the hell? Like, what is going on? I think Meg Maroney is going to win.
You think
Keep
so?
Keeping the family. Yeah. I really do. I just do.
I mean, I'd like Caitlin Smith to win.
Yeah, same.
But really, I mean, all those new artists are
They're
props.
New and they're female.
And they're good.
Oh my God. Amazing. New Male Artist of the Year, Zach Bryan, Jackson Dean, Ernest, Dylan Scott, Nate Smith, Bailey Zimmerman.
I'm saying it's between Bailey Zimmerman and Zach Bryan.
Braxton Bantley. No, you're wrong. If Nate Smith doesn't win, I've said it once and I've said it before. If Nate Smith doesn't win, they need to go downtown and grease the poles because I will be rioting.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, because you would be stripping. Like, I'm pretty sure they don't grease the poles for that.
Like, but, you know, like if the Eagles have a game, they're like, we gotta go grease the poles downtown in case people, people aren't climbing them. Like, I need Nate Smith to win. I have a personal interest in Nate Smith. And I also just think he's so good. And his voice is amazing. Album of the Year. Ashton McBride presents Lindaville. Obviously, you want that one to win. Bell Bottom Country, Lainey Wilson, Growing Up, Luke Combs, Mr. Set. We don't need to read these because Luke Combs is going to win. What are the other two? Mr. Saturday Night, John Party, Palomino, Randall Lambert. Luke Combs is just going to win.
Probably.
It's just, at this point, it's the law. Single of the Year, Heart Like a Truck, Lainey Wilson, Never Wanted to Be That Girl, Carly Pearce and Ashley McBride. She Had Me at Heads, Carolina. It's like such a long title. Cole Swindell. Thank God by Kane Brown and Caitlin Brown. Until You Can't. Cody Johnson, My Little Pizza Pocket.
Ooh. Until You Can't.
Yeah, you're right. Although, Never Wanted to Be That Girl is pretty good.
What's the first one?
Heart Like a Truck, which I do love. Song, yeah. And like, you know, friend of the pod, Dallas Wilson did like write that. So, I want that one to win, actually. All right, Song of the Year, which I don't really know what's the difference between Single of the Year, Song of the Year. Doesn't matter the semantics of it. Sand in My Boots, Morgan Wallen. Champagne Hats, Carolina. It's like, I have to take such a breath to say the title of that song. Like, they couldn't have just called it, like, She Had Me or something. I don't know, whatever. It's not my business. So You Can't, Cody Johnson, Pizza Pocket, Wait in the Truck, another Lainey Wilson song about a truck, but who am I? I write all my songs about cars. And You Should Probably Leave, Chris Stapleton.
That will, I mean, I think Sand in My Boots, that's my favorite song on that list.
Okay.
But, it's hard. I mean, I feel like Chris Stapleton just wins everything he ever gets nominated for, so.
I feel like it actually, this one will be Till You Can't, Cody Johnson. Because that's a good song. This is Song of the Year.
Yeah.
That is like through and through song. Newest category, I believe, maybe it was last year, but also I was like pregnant and throwing up, so I was busy. Songwriter of the Year, Nicole Galyon, Ashley Gourley, Chase McGill, Josh Osborne, Hunter Phelps.
I think Ashley Gourley will probably win because he just...
I know. He just has so many.
He writes a million number one songs a year.
I guess. Like,
I just don't understand it.
I want Nicole Galyon to win because she's a female and she's a songwriter and she had an amazing year.
Yeah.
Songwriter of the Year. Makes sense to me. This is an interesting category. Artist Songwriter of the Year. I know you hate artists that... Don't
write their own songs.
Yeah, you hate when artists write their actual stories because you want to be the one to be writing for them. So I'm sure you're like hoping everyone loses. But Luke Combs, Ernest, Hardy, Miranda Lambert, Morgan Wallen. It's interesting because like three of them are literally BFFs. Actually, four of them because Miranda Lambert's in that too. It's going to be Miranda Lambert.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. 100%. Definitely. And yeah, that's. There's a couple other categories, but you know, you can Google it. We're not claiming to be a news source here, but okay, so we've got our predictions. We'll circle back,
see how it plays out.
I feel like, did they already happen? Like, did we miss them?
No, I think they're in May.
Yeah, you're right. Totally in May. All right, moving on. Story number two. Kane Brown struck by a boot while performing. Thoughts and prayers. Kane Brown was hit in the balls by a flying boot while performing at Wichita's Interest Bank Arena on the Drunk or Dreaming tour. Brown was in the middle of performing One Right Thing. It's his collab with Marshmello. Not sure if you heard it. And after being hit, he immediately doubled over, took a knee, and then hilariously sang, I've been at the wrong place at the wrong time. So he did like finish the song. He walked off stage for a little minute, composed himself. But we talked last week, which I know you didn't listen, about how Kelsea Ballerini had food poisoning during one of her concerts. And we were like, oh my gosh, like, I've always thought, what if a bug flies in your mouth? You have to cough, you have to sneeze. But like, I couldn't imagine like having to projectile vomit on stage or have shit diarrhea on stage. But this, Frank, be real. It's just us. Like, no one else is here. No one's listening. Believe me, I looked at our numbers. No one's listening. You could be truthful. This whole getting hit in the testicles thing. Come on. You guys act like it's like really that bad.
I mean,
tell us the truth.
If it gets hit right, it's pretty bad.
just feel like you guys act like it's truly the end of the world. It's like, ugh, get over it.
Well, I mean,
because it doesn't make sense. Because then I'm watching Yellowstone. You guys are riding horses.
Well, it's got to be just right.
Do you go snowmobiling?
I mean, I have before.
I know you ski. Those chairlifts, they come in. Whoop.
Well, it's
it's just not adding up. It's a very convenient thing of like, oh, I get involved. It's just like, oh my gosh, I just feel like it's like you just want attention or something.
Well. You can think whatever you want, Maddie. I just don't know what to tell you.
I know, it's like something I'll never know. Oh, well. That was the story. That was it. He's recovering. He didn't have any hospital time.
Although, yeah, I mean,
if it was my husband, he'd be sent to the hospital. And, you know.
Was it like a full cowboy boot? Was it steel-toed? Do we know the details?
No, this was like a real, this was not like a stuffed animal cowboy boot. Like, this was a real cowboy boot.
Somebody took off their boot.
Their actual boot, and it was like swirled, twirled. And, like, the heel just was, like...
and that like, is a pretty
he
funny
really,
image.
Like, had that, like, jerk reaction and, like, went down. But he kept singing. So, like...
Yeah, you'll never fold over faster than when you get hit in the balls.
I think we should maybe do an experiment. Should we try it?
No.
I got a cowboy boot in my closet. We can try it.
No, live. I'm curious about whether the fan was throwing the boot at him, like... Be maliciously, or whether they were like,
I don't know,
hey, sign this
right
in the dick.
I don't know where you go from there, because then he did give the boot back, which I wouldn't have. I would have burned that thing on stage and said, you throw things at me on stage, this is what's gonna happen. But like, then what, you're bootless walking home, you know, those venues are muddy.
Then you can find that guy,
I guess. But there's, if you're at a country concert, there's a couple people that are missing the boot, and there's a couple bootless biddies, you know. All right, third story. I have a third story, but I'm going to move it to the fourth because I know you wanted to talk about Taylor Swift's breakup. You had a lot of thoughts.
Yeah, a whole lot of thoughts. I mean, I know she's not country anymore, really, but
country girly at heart.
She still is like part of the country music legacy.
Yeah.
And I mean, is it going to be another like 1989? We get another
album.
Bop of an album?
I heard this crazy rumor. Okay, now take this with a grain of salt. That Beyonce's Renaissance Part 2, because you know, last July she released Renaissance Part 1.
Okay,
and now she's about to go on tour for it, and she's coming to Nashville, and she's playing at the stadium, and I have to go to my friend's wedding. Love you, Emily, but how dare you? she's playing here. Renaissance Part 2 is apparently going to be a country album. And
what?
This is just rumor. So, like, this is not fact. Rumor that's going to be a country album and that there is a Beyoncé-Taylor Swift collaboration.
Just one song or the whole thing?
I don't really know. Probably one song. I don't think it's, like, a joint album with the two. But it's just a little tidbit. So maybe if I was right, we can come back to this and be like, oh, we really did have the tea. That'd be cute. Okay, so basically Taylor Swift broke up with someone. Like, okay, I broke up with a lot of guys. Like... Look at me. Just kidding. Like, literally been
When's
married
for
18
years. When's the last
time
you broke up with a guy?
Mm.
Over 10 years ago.
Okay. Well, yeah. It was in a subway parking lot. And he tried to beat me up. I still am obviously not coping with it very well. Okay. Well, we'll come back to the ACMs once they arrive. Are you positive that they're in May? Should I look it up right now?
Yeah, you probably should. Let the viewers know. And okay. Me. Because,
yeah,
you know, Stephanie.
Stephanie's really like, you better watch her back.
Yeah.
She's here for you. Okay. It will be...
May 11th.
May 11th. Oh, wow. May 11th. We just got intel. Okay. So we've got to make sure that we're watching. You've got my YouTube TV login.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I was still signed into your YouTube, and I went to YouTube, and I had some really... I was like, why am I getting suggestions for Bluey the dog and, like...
Yeah.
10 ways to entertain your toddler and stuff like that.
I know. I said last week, which, again, you didn't watch, that, like, I'm a YouTube mom. I swore I'd never let my son watch TV, but he gets 15 minutes a day now. So, hopefully his behavioral issues won't be too bad when he starts to go to school. But that's a teacher's problem, not mine.
Yeah.
Okay, well, gorgeous. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the CMT, the Country Music Pop Culture Podcast of the Century. Follow us everywhere. Stephanie, follow Frank home. You know where he lives. I sent you his address so you can... Just kidding. And yeah, Frank, amazing that you joined us for your podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm glad to be back.
And have a nice life.
See you in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.